Tafresh Mem Chet. Okay, they have a bunch over there right now. You can look in here. Tafresh Mem Chet. We are Hilchos Lulav. We are just a quick throwback on Aravos. Just wanted to mention there is something called a Lavluv. It's that little tiny leaf that grows on the very top of the Aravos and that comes out of the top of the stem. Now, some people are machmer that they like to have it. There's really no, it's just a chumar ba'alma. Everyone agrees there's nothing really to it, except if you have it, you know that the top bit was not cut off of the top of the aravos, we know is a big problem, but this way you know it's there. Okay, so just that's what that is. And then we mentioned yesterday, as far as if you have a depression or a hole that goes in a little bit into your esrog, so we mentioned that if it's an isar, then the size of a coin, that's an isar, so that's a problem. So I just want to point out an isar, it's going to come up soon in towards the beginning of your idea, that number one, we don't really know what that is. This is a coin that was around in the times of the Gemara, then everybody knew what it was. Now no one has a clue what that is. However, Dirshu does bring, according to this, some researchers, he quotes a book, Sefer, that says they believe it's 23 millimeters wide. So just so you know, 23, yeah, well, no, the diameter. So just a 5 shekel coin or an American quarter, that's about 24 millimeters. And just frame of reference, a dime or a 1 shekel is about 18, the diameter is about 18 millimeters. So that's pretty much as small as a coin can be, probably, in that ballpark. So, and what is an isar? So again, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Trefos, we don't know what it is, but in order to be safe, we'll get there when it's relevant, that an isar is certainly bigger than half of the inside of the diameter, the inside diameter of the trachea of a cow. That's a little big. I did not measure one recently. It's probably in the ballpark of 30 millimeters, but really one needs to check. Okay, maybe we'll get there. We'll check before Trefus. But anyways, that is the size, and it has, and an Esau we know for sure is bigger than half of that size. So that's probably, based on that, a dime or a 1 shekel coin is probably around the ballpark, and that would be okay. The Ramah holds that in order to be safe, for an isar, it must be the half the inside of the trachea, not of a cow, but of a bird. Bikur Yaakov says that an isar is at least bigger than the trachea of an avaz or a goose. Anyways, and the Aruch HaShulchan just points out, this hole, again, nothing is chaser, it's just a hole, it's only a din derabanan. So he says, really, mikar din, if needed, you can be lakula, whatever you think an isar probably is, then you could be mako for that amount. So if you put the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan together, around the size of a dime, it's probably good. Okay, anyways, not that that case really comes up too often. Let's get to Dalet, also a case that you're not going to see too often. An esrog shenimoach kol bisaro bifnim. So the entire inside of your esrog is a little mushy and soft. All right, it started to decompose or something. Uklipatoach hitzona kayemet. But the outside of the layer is still there. It's intact, it's all there. But you can feel it with your hand that the inside is kind of mushy. Okay, it's a question if it's getting getting rotten or not, but let's assume it's not rotten, otherwise it's a question. V'chadre hazera kayamim bifnim, but you still have the seeds and those inner chambers of the fruit inside. All right, so the inner chambers are there, the outside is all there, just it's very soft. It's still kosher, it's 100% kosher. V'yesh poslim, but some say, no, actually, it is pasul, so anyways, we're always going to be machmeris. In this one, if at all, when it's nowadays, it's always possible to be machmer. Okay. Hey, Nistak kulo meroshel esofo afilo eno chaser klum pasal. If it's basically has like a cut, a split, a crack going all the way from the top to the bottom, right? Nothing is missing, right? But even though nothing is missing, since it goes from the very top to the very bottom, it's pasal. Right? I haven't seen this either. Aval nish arbo shiur lamala ulamata. Now, we say it's pasal if it goes all the way from the top to the bottom. But if you have a little bit still, it's still there, intact, that's not split or cut. Afilu nishar bo shir lamala mata, afilu kol shehu, even a tiny bit, then it's kasher. So even though it's the majority, it's still kasher. V'yesh misha omer dafka milamata. Now some say that's only if it's the bottom half of the esrog, before the chotam or nose, the top part portion, we'll get there soon. So then it's, so some say only if it's below it's okay. It's that's when it's okay. But if it's on the chotam, anywhere on the chotam, afilu kol shehu pasal, then it's 100%, or then it's pasal. Okay. Haga. Now v'yesh machmirim lifsol ben nistak rubo, and some say it's also pasal, even if it's just rubo. Right, Shulchan Aruch says it's only pasul if it goes from top to bottom, all the way. But here he said the Ramaz is even if it's just the majority. And okay, so this is the Chumrah of the Rama. Now the Taz and the Magen Avraham do not agree with the Rama. The Gra does agree that there is such an opinion. So the Gra says there is room to be that one should be machmer. Okay. Anyway, so then this is just a din lachatchila. V'kol shelo nistak rov klipato he'ava lo mikri nistak. Now, what is the definition of nistak? Regardless where it is and how much it is, in order for it to be considered even nistak, it's not just a little cut into the peel. If it's just into the rind, if it's just a little cut, that's nothing. It has to go through at least rov klipato, the depth. It has to go through at least the middle of that white skin or flesh inside. It has to go at least through the majority of it depth-wise. And then we call it a nistak lahalacha. And then we have the halacha of does it go a majority or all the way from the top to the bottom. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out, now obviously if you're going to be going all the way through the white, then that's going to be, that. Then we're going to get into the halacha that we did learn about mafulash in Se'if Gimel. Okay, so anyways. Let's go into Vav. Now, niklafa klipa chitzona shelo. Now, what if you just peel off the very outer skin layer? All right? She'enu mechasra ela nishar yarok kamo chehu briyasa. So it's basically, we're going to see, this is a very, very thin layer, maybe similar to saran wrap, just a very, very thin glossy layer that's covering the esrog. That's the part that comes off, right? If a person wants to remove a little spot or something off the top of their esrog. So as long as nothing but not with a peeler. A peeler for sure is not okay. Yeah, don't use a peeler, that's for sure. Don't use a knife. Well, you're not going to be, it depends how you use it, but right, the way a person normally uses a knife and a peeler, you're going to be taking off a little bit of the flesh underneath the very top layer, and that would be a problem. But you have to be doing not a cutting motion, but more of a scraping, scratching motion, and then that's the niklaf that would be okay, right? There's a very, right, the very thin outer layer, okay. But, and then you would still see some of the color underneath it. That's what we're saying. Some of that could be yellow, could be green color, will still be there. All right. Im niklaf kulo pasal. However, if you do this all around, for the entire esrog, then it's pasal. Afil im nishar, and some of these dinim that we're learning, including this one, actually it's learned or compared to the halachas of trefos about the skin of the animal or different parts of the organs. Anyway, we'll see that when we get there. So im niklaf kulo pasal, if none of this outer thin layer is left, right, similar to the skin of a cow. Im nishar mimenu kol shehu kasher. But as long as a little, somewhere, a tiny bit of the outer layer is still there, then it's kasher. And right, we're talking about, it still looks like the esrog, the color is basically the same. V'yesh omrim shetzarech sheishtayer kesela. And some say it has to at least be the size of a sela. Okay. All right, we'll get there when we get there. Okay, as far as the size. Now, Mishnah Berurah just points out that when you're doing this, though, you just have to be to avoid other issues. If it starts to look different, then you can have issues. Number one, if it starts to look white, then that means you probably got already removed too much, and it's puzzle. But anyways, but even if it's you didn't remove anything and the color changes, so then you can have other issues. Now you can have an issue of the mara, that it's a mashuna mara, that now you have white, and white we're going to see is puzzle. Or if you end up little spots where you did this, then you can have issues of spots. It's called manumar. So anyways, we'll get to that when we get there, but just that's important to keep in mind as well. So anyways, you keep the same color, a very thin film, and you'll be fine. Zayin, nital dado. All right, so the zayin is the halacha of what we call the pitum. So there are two parts to what we normally call the pitum. One is the dad, that's this little tip that protrudes beyond the top of the esrog. And on top of that, we have the shoshanta, the little round, flat, brown wooden piece that we're all familiar. Okay. V'hu harosh hakatan sheshoshato bo. So the dad is that whole little protrusion tip, or I don't know if stem is the right word, but this little, that's usually yellow, and that's the tip that's above it. And then the shoshanto is on top of that. So if the dad, this whole tip, the entire tip, disappears, falls off, then it's pasul. Okay, now, actually, how much? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that if, and again, we're going to see this when we get to Chet, if when you have a pitum, right, it falls off, drops on the floor, something happens. So if the whole tip comes off, and not only the whole tip comes off, but now you're left with a little bit of a hole on the top of your esrog. It's indented a little bit, because when the whole tip comes off, part of the inside will often come off with it. So then he says that's for sure pasul, and that's likely or possibly what the Shulchan Aruch holds. So if, again, you have a little groove inside on the tip when it comes off, that everyone agrees is pasul. Now, what happens if only half of that tip comes off and a little bit is still there, which is usually the case, but it really depends on the case. But often you'll have the top little bit, the shoshanto, come off. Some of the dad is still there. Some of that tip is there. So he points out, according to the Taz, Magen Avraham, and Mikar Adin, it's 100% kosher, no problem. If it's completely off and it's totally flat, level, nothing's protruding, but there's no indentation, no hole, so that's the machloka that Taz says is for sure okay. According to the Magen Avraham, then one should be machmer. Okay, fine. Now, let's read the Rama. Hagav, yesh machmirim it im nitla hashoshan ta dahainu masha'anu korin pitma. So again, different, whatever you call it, pitum, people call it different things. But the Rama says, even if just the wooden top comes off, it's good to be machmer. The top tip, v'tov l'hachmer v'makom she'efshar, and one should be machmer when it's possible. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, what does it mean when it's possible? When you have two perfect esrogim to pick from, and one has that little brown tip on the top called the shoshanta, and some don't. But as long as you have some of that tip still there, then he basically says all the other stuff is more important. All the other hidurim is more important. And okay. But if it's flat, so then that's already, well, no, I take that back. He says, if only the top wooden little, the dark part comes off, but you have all of that tip, then for sure don't worry about any other hidurim. All the other hidurim are more important. That little, that just that brown tip on the very top, that's really not important, comparative to all the other hidurim. But once half of that is missing, half of that dot, half of that tip, so then it's just because it's very subjective. But then it's all part of the chishuv of which is more a hider here this way and that way. Okay. Miul in Yendina, Ein Lisol, Imke Nitala Da, Dahino Ha'et, Sharosh Pitama, Alav, Harosh, Nikra, Shoshanta. But he says, really, you should just know, Allah Halacha, the only thing that really matters is if you lose the tip. And Vikol Zedavka Shenitla, Ava Imayalo Dad, Lohayalo Dad Me Olam Kasha. Now, this is if when it fully grew and you took it off the tree, you had the pitum there, all the entire pitum, and then it comes off. That's what we're talking about, where we have all these chumras. But if in its normal way of growing, which is by many esrogim, the way they normally grow, it starts with this pitum, but then somewhere in the growing process, it shrivels up and falls off all by itself as it's growing. So then you don't have to worry about it. It's 100% kosher the way it is. That's what's normal, and normal growth is good lachatchila. And he says, most of the esrogim that we get in Europe don't have this at all. It's already fell off while it was growing, and therefore it's 100% kosher. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's go to Chet. Nital ha'etz. Now, if shehu taloi bo ha'ilan, this is the stem, which was where it was attached. This is what we call the bottom, oketz. What's the bottom, the stem where it was attached to the tree. Right, when it starts to grow, it actually grows upward. That's why we hold it like that. And then that's where it's the oketz is. When it gets bigger and heavy, then it flips over. Okay. Now, mi'ikar adin, v'nishar mekomo guma. So, I'm sorry, it's mi'ikar ha'esrog from the... Right, that's from the stem. V'nishar mekomo guma. When it comes off, and now you have a hole, or this round indentation when it comes off, that's when it's pasal. Agav, v'iminato k'tzata eitz, v'nishar ove koshu k'shukol rochav aguma mechusa kasher. Just means as long as, even if it comes off completely, but it's flat at the bottom, you don't have this indentation, you don't have this hole in there, it's not called chaser, and it's 100% good. Okay, so that's why many say it's the same for the top and the bottom. Okay, tet. Alta chazazit perosh targum o yalefet o chazazan alav. You have these, some kind of protrusion, some kind of a boil or something that grows on the, kind of like a wart, and it grows on the top of the skin. Im bishnayim o bishlosha mekomot pasol. If it's in two or three spots, it's pasol. And if it's just, this is right on the bottom part, below the nose, below the chotam, we're going to see. So it's pasul if it's in more places, and it's called mechse menumar in the Gemara, it's called spotted. It doesn't. Now this is another, right, these are growths, that it's higher from the rest of the skin. So im ala al rubo pasul. If it's one, then it's pasul if it's huge, if it wraps around the majority of the esrog, but if it's in two spots or three spots, then it doesn't even have to be big, it could be small. V'im al chotamo afilu kol shehu pasal. Now, if it's on the chotam, which is the top portion, we're going to explain that soon. Pasal, then it's pasal. V'chotamo haino, what is the chotam of the esrog, right? This is very important for a lot of the stuff. We're very machmer even by one. We're going to see. You have a black spot, a white spot. Here we have a chazazit. If it's on the chotem, so then even if it's just one, it's pasul because that's what's most visible to your eyes. That's what the poskim explain. And That's where a person's eyes is always driven to looking at the top portion. So what is this top portion? It's mimakum shematchil lihitkatzer. It's where it starts to become more narrow, lihitchaded, and come to a point, klape roshav, towards the head. Now I'm just going to skip. If you look at Yud Bet, it also reads michotzmo ve'elach da'ainu mimakum shematchil l'shapeya ad ha'pitma, where it starts to have the slope, the steep slope. So there are four basic opinions what in the Rishonim what this chotam is. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh and others that it means whenever you look at an esrog, we see where it's basically like an oval shape, right? The majority of an esrog is an oval shape. You get the whole, it gets round and it gets wider, it starts out narrow, gets wider, then it starts to get more narrow again. And then you come to this point where it's a little bit of this cone shape, or a little bit of where it gets all of a sudden, the roundness kind of like changes, the angle changes a little bit, and it becomes much more steep. That whole top part, that's the part that's called the entire part all the way to the top, is where it's called the chotam. It's actually a discussion, if according to the Rosh, if the actual dad is included or not. But we usually assume everything starting where it gets sloped to the top is the chotam. Now, Rashi actually says, and again, it depends how you explain Rashi, but we'll assume Rashi holds it's the portion just below where it gets sloped. Like that shoulder, that area, right before where it gets sloped, right below that, like that ring around there is where it's, that's the nose, either only that portion or from there to the very top. Then the Rambam holds, the Chotam is only the Dad, that tip itself, and the Ran holds right below that tip, what we're calling the Pitum, right below it, on the very top of the Esrog, underneath it, that is, that ring right underneath it, that's what's called the Chotam. But we see from the Shulchan Aruch that really it's that whole top portion. Now, very often it's just the top, I don't know, maybe the top fifth or top sixth, the very top area. But it could certainly be more or less. It really just depends on so many different shapes. Okay, so now we're reading here. So even this chazazit, even if it's just a tiny one chazazit, if it's on the chotam, so then it's pasa. If the chotam, we'll be right. Okay. Yud, or we'll stop. Let me do yud real quick, maybe. No, let's stop here.